This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstein. There's a new trend in the pet world that has nothing to do with cockapoodles, ferrets, or Siamese fighting fish. More and more people around the world are getting their very own poison dart frogs. And one of the biggest breeders in the United States is just outside Phoenix, a place pretty inhospitable to the rainforest-loving amphibians. Thomas Pierce has more.
Both cars parked in Greg and Amanda Seeler's driveway have shiny Arizona license plates. Each, with slight variations, spell out dart frog. The license plates and the rubber toy on their front porch are the only clues that this unremarkable two-story home in the suburbs is anything but ordinary. Stepping into the Seeler's living room feels like you're entering the amphibian exhibit at the zoo. The Seeler's breed, raise, and sell poison dart frogs, hundreds of them. Where most people have chairs, pots, pans, and maybe a coat rack, they have terrariums full of frogs. The animals look like tiny creatures from a Star Wars film. That is, computerized and not very real. And they come in all colors and patterns. Blue, green, red, yellow, striped, and spotted. Greg Seeler is a bit more subdued in his outfit, an untucked tan polo shirt, and a long ponytail bouncing down his back. He moves from tank to tank like a kid at show and tell.
These guys are interesting. Phyllobates terribilis is the true dart frog. It's considered the most toxic land creature.
The frogs get their name from that toxin. It covers their skin. Some tribes in South America use the poison to hunt. A dart tipped in the frog's toxin can paralyze animals almost instantly. Lucky for us, only 3 out of the hundreds of dart frog species can take down a human. And even luckier, in captivity, the frogs aren't really toxic at all. Without the right tropical diet, they don't produce the alkaloids that make their skin so dangerous.
You could pick one of these up, and unless you have an open wound or something on your skin, the toxin is not going to immediately affect you. So again, you really would have to mess with one or stick it in your mouth to really have it harm you.
Greg admits he's no scientist. He wincingly calls himself a hobbyist. By day, he's a computer consultant, but loves coming home to work on the elaborate tanks he's designed to look like slices of the rainforest. Some are even sprouting orchids. The frogs are showered with mist to keep them nice and humid in this land of scorching sand.
If they get out in Arizona, they turn into what we call frog jerky within half an hour to an hour.
The Seelers have always been exotic animal aficionados. They once dabbled with day geckos and red-eyed tree frogs, but in the mid-90s, their interest was darted by the Amazonian variety. The birth of their twin girls forced them to take a break, but it wasn't long before they were back at frog breeding.
Of course, our family's like, oh God, he's getting more frogs. And I was like, it's just going to be a few tanks this time. It's not going to be a business. Well, with some people, you can't just have a few frogs.
Today, the Seelers are one of the biggest dart frog breeders in the nation. They attend frog shows all over the country. Framed frog photos compete with family portraits on the walls. They've converted their garage into a high-tech frog room full of gear and a thermostat that sends temperature reports to their cell phones. And they've created an online store, the Arizona Dendrobait Ranch. Dendrobait comes from the frog's scientific Latin name. Dart frogs can sell for as little as $35, but some varieties that are more difficult to breed can go for $1,000. So there's incentive to get the whole family involved, including their daughters.
They're getting to the age where they're starting to get more involved and be our little helpers in certain things that we do. So
one of our daughters really, really likes
animals,
insects, bugs, and so she says she wants to be a vet. We have our fingers crossed.
Of course, the girls are still in elementary school, but Greg and Amanda Seeler are hoping that their frog fanaticism is blooming in another generation. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Pierce in Phoenix.